Harold Douglas Gray here, Marshall Tucker Man. How are you?
It's Harold Douglas Gray, is it?
Yeah, well, I changed it yesterday so that it's just for you.
Just
okay?
For me. Just for me. Yeah. I love it. All right. Well, today, this is Seaver, and we're doing another episode of Rockstar Interviews. And today we're speaking with Harold Doug Gray, a singer and founding member of the Marshall Tucker Band, out on tour right now. Doug, thanks for taking a couple of minutes to chat.
Hey, buddy, anything for you. Okay.
I appreciate that. We love you here in Chicago. The Drive listeners definitely do. So you got this tour. You're calling it the Hell, High Water, and Back Tour. That tells me there's been some good stuff and some maybe not so good stuff.
Well, not necessarily this particular year, but because this year has been nothing but dynamite, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, every year somebody wants to change the name of the tour. And if you look back over the thousands of years that everybody that ever toured, they've always named it something different. This one just came about because all of the stuff that, you know, all the people that are in the original band, most of those guys have passed away.
Right.
And that was the Hell part. And High Water, certainly, as we travel around the country, we're noticing more, not so much on the coast, but in the rain and the tornadoes and the stuff that are finally picking up and hurting people, and especially up in your area as well.
Yeah, you know, well, definitely.
Flooding.
It's Tornado Alley up here.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I can't, and back, here we are.
Here we are.
Talking to you.
Still doing it.
And here we still do what we do. And people are coming out, and I think they're just wanting to bring back just a moment of civility to their mind as they had before.
Yeah, I think you might have something there.
Even though most of them don't remember it from years ago.
All right, well, so let's just talk about the state of the current band. What is the state of the Marshall Tucker Band? You've been out on the road. This is the second leg of the current tour. How's it going?
Well, I can't complain at all. We started out with a big bang with that tour, you know, on the cruise with Skynyrd.
Mm-hmm.
Then we came back, and all of a sudden we've done, you know, tons and tons of shows with them. Come back, and then we just jump right after. I say come back, I come back home, and then
right.
We jump right back out on the road. And, you know, this is going to be about 120 shows this year when we finish in middle of December. I'm getting confused ahead of myself because we have dates that are booked into next year already.
So, yeah, I mean, this
has been kind of weird for us because, you know, we did have some, you know, 10 years ago we had some lower periods of time with the band, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just as if any band that lasts a long time does. You can't stay on top all the time. We haven't put out any new records in years. We put out another LP on LP Day, you know, Vinyl Day.
Mm-hmm.
And that was from New Orleans, and that seemed to do good. And, you know, it's just kind of keeping active.
Yes.
But those two separated from each other, but the band itself is, as APA agency and then Red Light Management put it, how in the world can you guys not be selling more tickets than you are? So I signed a deal with them 2 years ago, and they have tripled our business, made us on an incline upward again.
That's great.
You know, I can't complain.
I really
can't complain.
Nor should you. The Marshall Tucker Band, let me just ask you this. Is it country that rocks, or would you consider it rock that's countrified?
Well, in the middle of it, I'll say exactly what Billboard magazine said 25 years ago. They play country. They play rock. They play jazz festivals. They play just about anything for anybody, plus they play gospel.
Okay.
And we don't know what that kind of music is, so we'll just call it damn good music.
It's just damn good. And you're from the from South Carolina. Now, take us back to how the Marshall Tucker Band began. Of course, there never was a Marshall Tucker, at least not in the lineup.
No. No, he's Marshall Tucker's still alive. He's down 90 something years old now. He had rented the warehouse that we took over after, a couple of years after him being gone. We needed a place to rehearse after we got back from Vietnam, and Toy and I decided that would be it. It was the closest one to everybody's house. So we did that for about a year, and then everybody, looked around and said we sounded pretty good. You know, we're doing a couple copy things, and, going out, we had actually played one gig, and then this promoter locally came by and said, "Hey, man, how would you like to open for the Allman Brothers?" Well, we opened for the Allman Brothers, not only just for standing room only crowd in Spartanburg, South Carolina, which was only a block from our warehouse. Then, he'd come down, he said, "I need a name to put on the marquee and the handbills," because that's all there was back then, you know.
Right.
And so he said that. And so we didn't want to name it Toy again. We didn't want to name it Doug. We didn't want to name it anything to do with any one individual. So we looked at the name that was on the keychain of the previous guy.
For your rehearsal space, right.
Yeah, and that was him, okay. Marshall Tucker.
Marshall Tucker became the name of the band, and now the story is explained if any of our listeners hadn't already heard it before. But and now you were talking about how you played with the Allman Brothers Band. Tell us about some of the experience you had with other like-minded bands. I know Charlie Daniels is a big fan of yours. You did stuff just last year with Lynyrd Skynyrd. Tell me about the brotherhood of bands like yours.
Well, it needs to be told that Greg and I were best friends for a long time, and that was Greg Holman, and then mm-hmm. Charlie lived with us at the very, very beginning. He played on our first four records, and I'm actually out with Charlie now and coming up in some other dates for next year. So we're friends, but then it was nothing to see Santana stand on the side of the stage with a guitar in his hand and want to jam. And, being an original jam band, because, hell, we didn't know half the songs we were doing.
Yeah. Okay?
We had no idea what we were supposed to do, how we were supposed to act. They just knew that when we did play together, it meant something. It was memorable to so many people, the young people and the old people at the same time. Normally you'd play a club when you was young like that, and you get a lot of people running out the door saying it's either too loud or not good enough or whatever.
So you guys,
are they not drunk? They're not drunk enough.
You guys consider yourselves perhaps now jam bands. They've taken on a life of their own. You guys were jamming before people were called jam bands.
Well, yeah, and a lot of people have noted that, and what they do is they go back and they listen to our old stuff. They really are getting the fact, and, I'm not talking about us. There's a lot of great bands out there, and I wouldn't put us up against anybody or be afraid to put us up against anybody, because I know when we get to stage, we play what's necessary and what the crowd wants to hear. We're not blind to that side of
right.
it. But we also know that when we play a place called Stagecoach out there in the West Coast, here we were up against people that had number one and number five hits. And we were drawing more people than they were. So we didn't know what was going on, and I still don't to this day. And if it sounds like I'm laughing about it, it's because I'm happy about it.
Sure you are.
And all my guys that are playing with me now, but we talk about people come up and say, "Man, how's the new band doing?" Well, the new band happens to be some 30 years old to 20 years old.
Right.
These are not young guys that just all of a sudden had rich daddies or rich mamas, These are guys that wanted to be in Marshall Tucker Band. It's not hard for me to come up with three bass players right now, that Leland Sklar that played with James Taylor, people that's played with us and went out and jammed, Bob Ray that has played on everything from Aretha Franklin to Ray Charles. Bob will come out, he'll want to jam, he's got his rig with him.
Yeah.
I mean, he don't bring his rig with him, he just comes. But these are the people that like to, We're nothing special. We're just a bunch of guys that just like to have a good time.
Well, you know, it sounds like you're kind of special to me. I mean, don't sell yourself short. I mean, these guys are crack musicians, and you got them all on stage with you on tour. Doug Gray, the founding member, lead singer of the great, great band, the Marshall Tucker Band. Great talking to you, Doug.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and I hope to see you there.